Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The priority of being in His presence. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make Him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by Himself, John 6:15. John 6 describes one of Jesus' busiest days, a day filled with sermons and miracles. A crowd of more than 5,000 listened to Him preach, saw Him multiply the fish and loaves, then clamored to make Him king. And yet, in the midst of it all, Jesus withdrew for some quiet moments with the Father. Andrew Murray knew firsthand the importance of private audiences with the King of Kings. Walk with Andrew Murray, a South African preacher and devotional writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Man needs to be alone with God to sense again the presence and power of His holiness, of His life, and of His love. Christ on earth needed it. He could not live the life of a son here in the flesh without at times separating Himself entirely from His surroundings and being alone with God. And how much more must this be indispensable to us? When our Lord Jesus gave the blessed command to enter our inner chamber, to shut the door and pray to our Father in secret, He gave us the promise that the Father would hear such prayers and mightily answer them. Alone with God, that is the secret of true prayer, of true power, of real living in face-to-face fellowship with God. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 24.
Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed Him because they saw the signs He had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with His disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward Him, He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test Him, for He already had in mind what He was going to do. Philip answered Him, "It would take more than a half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, He said to His disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make Him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by Himself. When evening came, His disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But He said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take Him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with His disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor His disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus.
Before Jesus chose His 12 disciples, He spent a night alone in prayer. Before Jesus went to the cross, he agonized in Gethsemane alone in prayer. Solitary prayer, there's no better way to wrestle with a decision, deal with temptation. Refocus priorities, cultivate your love for God, worship your Lord and Savior. Try it, and you'll soon discover how habit-forming being alone with God can be, and how it will empower you to reach out to others.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.